Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
And so hopefully by now you guys know that our weekly podcast, we're all about the breakthrough products, people, and moments in beauty.
And given that we're two beauty editors since day one, we've always wanted to deliver the damn goods on what's really worth your money. So we really aim to separate the greats from the gimmicks here. And in today's damn goods segment, it's all about our top drugstore finds in 2020 so far. The year is young, but we already have our eye on some favorites.
Yeah, and even a couple of fails we're going to tell you about today. Some stuff we had high hopes for that maybe didn't really pan out. But before we get into all of that, we want to just sort of like get caught up on some of the news of the day, the news of 2020 so far. And Carlene, what's been happening? Have you been
catching up? Yeah, like the headlines?
It's just like January. It's like, what have you been doing to entertain yourself?
Well, you know what? You and I were talking about this morning. It's been kind of a funky January, as in like people are in a funk and for good reason. Like there's just so much going on in the world. So I do think that in a lot of cases, beauty is somewhere where it can kind of like lift us up and distract us from some stuff.
Yeah.
And
or just practically save us from the world. I would be lying if I wasn't on Amazon all night last night looking for face masks for my upcoming flight. If you guys have a recommendation of a good
in-flight mask,
in-flight face mask to cover like coronavirus styles.
Sorry, I thought you meant like a jelly mask. No. I was like, girl, I got you.
No, okay. Like I saw like Soko Glam, Charlotte Cho. She had an insane one from Korea, but she like, and everyone's like, where'd you get it? And then that sort of inspired me because I am going to do some travel in the coming weeks. And I was like, I want that for my face.
But does it really, I heard it doesn't protect you from the virus or a virus unless it has like the HEP filter in it or
something?
Yeah, so
the one she has that. Oh. So that's what I was looking up, and my friend sent me one from MAC, like Mountain Equipment Co-op, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you guys have one that you know and you trust and you love and that you can easily find, let me know.
Yeah, drop us a line in our Facebook chat room or in our DMs.
I felt like it was a very doomsday search.
Yeah.
Normally I'm like, what face powder do I want to buy? And I'm like, How to protect myself from coronavirus. But anyways, yes, this is 2020.
Okay, well, and if they come in packets of two,
I will
gladly be your backup. Mm-hmm. I'll take the backup. So yeah, no, I have been listening to some podcasts. I've been going deep down the true crime wormhole, but you know, I need a break sometimes because again, it can get depressing.
Yeah.
Right. So this morning I checked out one. I believe you mentioned this one to me originally. It's from the host of You Must Remember This, mm-hmm. very popular podcast, Karina Longworth. And she recently launched an 8-part companion series called Make Me Over.
Yeah.
And it's about the relationship between Hollywood and the beauty industry. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that you just know how much time and research went into these stories. And it really is storytelling. Like she's commissioned, or the network has commissioned different writers to go deep on all of these different topics. And then the writer narrates the story themselves. So the one that I listened to was the kickoff episode about the actress Molly O'Day, who underwent the first weight loss surgery, like way back in the 1920s, mm-hmm. and just what that entailed. So as you can imagine, it was like, I was cringing as I was driving on the highway this morning a little bit.
I'm picturing a lot of drainage tubes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but it's really, I think, about what you and I have talked about just our love of beauty as a topic and how it can be a lens to so much more.
Oh, totally.
And really, so you're getting this, you know, it's the intersection of Hollywood and beauty and just how we see ourselves and our body. And so it's like psychology and sociology and all of that. So I was taken, and I'll be interested to listen to the rest of them.
Yeah. She does such an incredible job with that series. And I think it'll be like a viral hit for sure.
For sure.
There is another sort of interesting podcast out right now. I haven't listened to it myself, but mm-hmm. the subject of the series is Dr. Frederick Brandt. He's the late Dr. Frederick Brandt.
Right.
And he was known as the Baron of Botox. I mean, in New York circles, everyone went to him. Madonna mm-hmm. went to him. Linda Wells, who was the editor-in-chief of Allure, she openly talked about
Household
going
name.
To him. I've met him many times. I'm sure you did as well.
I don't know that I did, actually.
Yeah. He also has Dr. Brandt skincare, of which course. Is still around. Mm-hmm. So he had a very tragic ending to his life.
Right.
And this series sort of explores his life and what led him down the path to end his own life. And so also a very heavy topic, but I think it's just interesting that you're seeing kind of what you were just saying, like all of these figures and these stories that they aren't just snippets on Instagram stories. You can go so deep and there's so many facets to it. Mm-hmm. I want to listen to that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you guys know that we're obsessed with reading the reviews that you guys leave for our show. It really helps us so much. I know we sound like a bit of a broken record talking about reviews, but frankly, it helps other people discover our show. And that's how podcasts grow, is word of mouth. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to read you, Carlene, this one.
Okay.
This one. So this is from @GlowGroveAndThrive. And she left us a review on Apple Podcasts. That's the best place to do it. And so she just says, by far the best podcast out there for all of us beauty and skincare lovers. I honestly was never able to get into podcasts, no matter how hard I tried, until Jill and Carlene came into my life. Not only have I listened to every single episode, but I have listened to multiple episodes multiple times.
Wow.
I've stepped up my knowledge around a better skincare and overall beauty routine, and I always enjoy the laughs from these two while doing so. It really feels like I'm sitting around and having a glass of wine with some brilliant girlfriends. Even some of my friends joke that I'm sending Jill and Carlene a holiday card this year.
Aww.
I won't say I haven't thought about it. Just so they can see this amazing skin they've helped me achieve through their education. Jill and Carlene, thank you for everything you put into the podcast. Your chemistry as a team is phenomenal, and your interviews are educational, interesting, and so inspiring. You're a hell of a team, and I'm a hell of a fan. Thank you for that.
That's so sweet.
Send us a card anytime.
Yes.
Really.
And a picture.
Yeah, all of the things.
Yeah, and we'll send you a pop socket.
Yeah.
How about that?
We did just do that big giveaway for our 100th episode for our pop sockets, and those are in the mail, you guys. You should receive them any day now.
And if you do, please take a selfie with it, because we want to see you.
Yeah.
Like, we want to see what you look like and where you listen to your podcast. And
take a mirror selfie.
What your nails look like when you're holding your pop socket.
Yeah. So if you can, please do leave us a review, or otherwise get social with us and let us know what you think of each and every episode. You can leave us a voicemail as well. Mm-hmm. Ask us any questions at 844-227-0302, or drop us a DM on Instagram or at Breaking Beauty Podcast, or join our private Facebook group. We'll link to all of these things in our show notes today. And every single product we mentioned today, it's on our blog. It's always on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com, and you'll see the blog drop down right there. We always sort of like hit you up with all of the products that we discuss.
Yeah, with links to buy.
Yeah.
We're not really set up on our affiliates, so we don't make money from those.
Yeah.
We probably should be, but we're not. So yeah, it's all like ready to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you guys want to hear about the products we've been testing and what we've been loving so far? These are all cheap and cheerful drugstore buys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into it. And now we want to take a brief break to tell you about a new show partner we're really excited about.
The brand is called Noemi, and it's a luxury jewelry label that you can find only online. It's kind of like a best kept secret.
Actually, Jill, I was at a fashion event this past week. It was a dinner with a bunch of other editors, and I happened to be sitting beside a fashion stylist. And as we're talking, she clocked my new ring and asked where I got it because she's looking for this kind of thin, really delicate ring, you know, that you can stack or wear solo.
Yeah, we actually ordered the same ring, twinsies. It's called the Petite Diamond Band. Mine's 18 karat white gold. Did you get that too?
I got the yellow gold.
Right. And it's just over a millimeter in width. And it's got these fine pave diamonds on it. And I'm really minimalist when it comes to jewelry. And even I love how simple this looks, mm-hmm. but just like that hint of sparkle. If you guys want to see it, we actually made a video over on our Instagram, on our IGTV. So we did the whole unboxing and you guys can see what the rings look like.
I literally have not taken this off since we got it. It goes with everything. I've been loving it. So the thing that's special about Noemi is that you're going to get this amazing quality jewelry. It's conflict-free diamonds, has a designer look and feel. Essentially, it's half the price because they're not in retail stores and they make everything themselves. So there's no markup.
Noemi is a safe space to buy luxury jewelry online. You want to know that what you're buying is authentic. Mm-hmm. So they have what's called an IGI certificate, and that details color, clarity, and the appraisal value.
And whether you're buying for yourself or as a gift, you can return any order for a full refund, even if it's been engraved or if it's a custom design. So there's literally no risk. And even shipping in the US is completely free.
Yeah. So if you're looking for quality fine jewelry that's made to last a lifetime from a luxury brand you can trust, it's Noemi.
They have thousands of five-star reviews online. We suggest you read some and see why people are raving about this company.
So head on over to hellonoemi.com/breakingbeauty to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY.
That's HELLONOEMIE.com/breakingbeauty.
We'll link to that offer in our show notes. And don't forget to use the promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY for $50 off your first purchase.
And now back to today's episode. All right, Jill. So where do we want to start? What have you been trying and loving?
Okay. So real talk, today is Monday. Mm-hmm. I had one of the most exhausting weekends of my life. And I don't really complain about being tired very often.
No, you don't. What happened?
Basically, there was water damage in my apartment,
oh,
and it
no.
came in my ceiling. I came home from a night out at a concert, and I came home, and the plaster had let go. There was water dripping down all onto my bed.
Oh, no.
Just a real disaster moment. So for the time being, until it gets fixed, I literally have my mattress on my living room floor at the moment.
University styles.
Like I felt like I was at a sleepover last night, but there was no friends there and there were no good snacks either. So I just like sort of tossed and turned. I have not been sleeping well. So I looked so bad this morning.
Oh,
I was like,
I'm sorry.
I feel like everyone has been there. Like the Monday morning you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're just like, oh, there's no helping this today.
Yeah.
So I had just gotten these Pixie Beauty brightening eye patches and I thought, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I had put them in my skincare fridge that I just got.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great because mm-hmm. then they were chilled. So these Perfect. Are called the Beautify brightening eye patches. They're $24, $34 Canadian. They just launched. And there are 30 pairs in here. And so it's like a tub mm-hmm. that you have and you sort of unscrew the top.
Mm-hmm.
And inside are these pairs of hydrogels. They just look like they're drenched in
they
product,
do.
In serum. And so they're the hydrogel ones, which are like slippery little suckers.
Yeah. It's
Have
like
you
a
tried
jelly.
These yet?
Yeah. Well, I've tried them, but this is the third iteration, right?
This is at least the second.
They
they have a different one.
I believe it's the third.
So I just asked, I double checked that this is just launched in the States too. And so this one is meant to just sort of like brighten your whole under eye area. It has vitamin C, it has licorice. And I was like, you know what? I'll try anything today.
Heck yeah.
So, and you know what? I really want to give a special shout out. I love when brands think of details because these are slippery to kind of get on. And so they have a really genius little spatula that actually has a place for your thumb on the spatula. So you can easily scoop out the hydrogels and get them underneath your eye.
Okay.
So sometimes with the spatulas, they're like,
yeah, it just doesn't help.
No, sometimes it like folds them over and then they're stuck together and it's just a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell me about some of like the key ingredients. What does this do versus the other ones?
So this one has licorice and vitamin C, which are both meant to be brightening.
Brightening, yeah.
And so they are drenched in serum. So I just put them on underneath my eye and you leave them on for about 10 minutes. And then afterwards, you just like massage the serum in underneath your eye. And so I felt immediately afterwards that my eyes look less hollow. And I also, I'm just realizing right now that I didn't put concealer on afterwards. So I went from like feeling very haggard to not having to wear concealer today. That's a win.
Right.
So are these like a long lasting thing? Are my crow's feet going to be gone forever? No.
Right.
But they made me feel good. And I do think that the price point is amazing for what you get. A lot of times these types of products are luxury only, and they're like three times the cost. So I think it is a nice perk to have, especially if they're cold around the eye. You get that depuffing, you get that brightening.
Yeah.
And
everybody needs a lift like that now and then. I know that the previous versions, like they sell out on a regular basis, right? So I'm sure that anyone who's really into vitamin C right now is is going to want to give these a whirl.
Yeah. So what have you been trying?
Well, skincare wise, so I wanted to talk about a new range from a brand that I don't talk about a lot, and that is Garnier. Garnier is launching a new line. It's called Bio in English, but I guess in French you would say Bio. It's B-I-O. And it's a 10-piece range that is all EcoCert certified and vegan. So that's really a big step for Garnier, I feel, because they may have played in like the plant-based and natural space, but they're one of those kind of in-between brands that it's like you don't know exactly where they sit, right?
Well, exactly.
So I feel like with this range, they're putting a stake in the ground when it comes to organic.
Yes. And this line, I actually experienced this line for the first time in 2018. I went to Paris for the worldwide launch of this line. And so this has been available in Europe for a while.
Right. Including the UK.
Yeah.
So
not in the US yet, I don't think.
Yeah. No, it's not in the US and I don't know when it's coming. So this is one of those products or ranges that maybe you want to scoop up on your next visit to Canada or the UK or Paris, because it is really affordable. So I'm just going to pick one product. I did try the entire range. The product that I personally liked, it's called the Garnier Bio or Bio Nourishing Moisturizer. It's $24.99 Canadian, and it's got organic aloe vera, hyaluronic acid, and argan. So it's all about hydration. It's said to give 48 hours of hydration. It's got some antioxidants in it, and it's soothing, hence the aloe vera. And I guess the thing with me why I haven't been the number one fan of Garnier skincare is the fact that I do find it's generally quite scented. And that does irritate my sensitive skin. Even if it would say for sensitive skin, I would still be bothered by it. Here's the box if you want to have a look at the ingredients. And here's the product if you want to try it on your hand or whatnot. And so this one I do find has barely a scent at all. They do have a balancing moisturizer that's for normal to combination skin. It has a lovely texture. It's a little bit more scented, that one. So they've kind of seemed to have like peeled back on the one for sensitive skin, but it just has a really beautiful texture that I really like. It's not greasy at all. You know, typically when you see any type of product that says right on it, like this one, it's for sensitive dry skin.
Right.
You're just getting hit with like this greasy type of a texture, and I don't like that at all. So I think this one is really beautiful. And also the one for normal to combination skin, we've talked about this before, in kind of the natural space, you don't often find a nice moisturizer that's for oily skin. Mm-hmm. And this one has a, you can, if you want to test that one, the texture right. on that is really lovely as well. And there's also a really big focus on recycled packaging for Garnier and this, you know, where they're going.
Yeah, the sustainability element. I remember at the launch, that was huge.
Exactly. So this is a really big direction, I think, for the brand as a whole. They say that with their hero ingredients that are organically produced, it's with respect to biodiversity, which I think is a concern when you're talking about ingredients like argan.
Yeah.
That could be an issue with over harvesting. And also they're saying that it's all fair trade. Okay. So when they work with the producers, they are paid a fair wage.
Yeah.
So
it's tied together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And mm-hmm. I think that this is what's really significant about this range to me is it's almost duping a niche indie brand
yeah.
in terms of what you might see and what you might get, but it's at a mass level. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember that's really powerful.
Yeah.
You know, just the numbers of people who are shopping in drugstores. So I think it's really positive that the parent brand being L'Oreal,
yes.
that they are investing and heading in this direction.
Guys, you should check that out. And I think it's exciting to see Garnier really making these moves happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's just, it's lovely to use. Like I honestly yeah. really like the texture.
Yeah.
I did find it soothing because mm-hmm. I have sensitive skin. I didn't have any redness after. That's I great. Would continue to use it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So I do want to talk about a skincare product that I tried that I had really high hopes for, but maybe I didn't love quite so much. Mm-hmm. And I'd be curious to see what your take is because I know that we just got this at the 11th hour and you yeah. didn't get a chance to try
Not
it yet.
Not yet.
Okay, so we're talking about Indeed Labs Watermelon Melting Balm Hydrating Cleansing Balm. It's $24.99 Canadian. It's around 20 to 22 US. It would have just launched by the time you guys listen to this in the last week.
Right.
So it's the first cleanser from Indeed Labs, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, they're 10 years in the making this year, the brand.
Yeah, and it's a Canadian brand. Mm-hmm. So we talked about this line briefly last year, mm-hmm. but it actually wasn't in the US at that time. Ulta Beauty picked up Indeed Labs in July. So now you have access to every product that they have. So obviously, just going by the name, watermelon is a key ingredient. They mm-hmm. use watermelon seed oil. And it also has hemp seed oil. It's colorant and fragrance free. So it's really designed to remove dirt and makeup while nourishing the skin in a really gentle manner. So it's supposed to be safe for sensitive skin, but also safe for acne-prone skin. Mm-hmm. It also contains an ingredient called bisabolol, mm-hmm. a soothing ingredient that often comes from chamomile.
Mm-hmm. Very unusual. And I think the reason we are both very pumped to try this, not a lot of cleansing balms at the drugstore.
So true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. And I think just the name watermelon, it's in this beautiful lavender tube. It really was giving me Glow Recipe vibes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it could be sort of a dupe. Mm-hmm. What is unique is the fact that it's in a tube and yes. it's not in a tub, which typically cleansing balms are. So they're saying that this is more hygienic. So you're not sticking your right. hand in over and over again, potentially contaminating it. Let me just explain. So you're meant to put it on dry hands and put it on a dry face. And then you massage it in for about a minute and it's going to start to dissolve the makeup that's on your face. And it does do that. But what I found is that when I went to then rinse, I mean, we talked about this in the Renee Rouleau episode and her kind of hate on for cleansing balms. And I was like, no, wait. But when I use this product, what she said came flooding back to me. And that's all the residue that's left on your face mm-hmm. after you use a cleansing balm. Mm-hmm. And none of your products after that are going to be able to penetrate. And I just really felt like it was a miss with this product that it says nothing on the back that you need to use a washcloth with it.
Right.
And if you don't, I can't even explain to you the thick layer of goop that mm-hmm. was on my face after over a minute of trying to rinse it off. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just gave up and used the towel
right.
to dry my face off. But you absolutely need to use a washcloth, which you do with most cleansing balms. But like, don't assume that. It mm-hmm. should be on the instructions, which a lot of cleansing balms, they are. Some of them come with muslin cloths.
Right.
Or you need to do a second cleanse after.
Yeah,
this
I was
is
just
the
gonna
first
say,
step. You need to do a double cleanse.
This sounds to me like it's the perfect first cleanse to get all of that makeup and everything off. And then...
Well, it does loosen it.
Yes.
But so what I used after was the Garnier Micellar water.
Mm-hmm.
Micellar cleansing water. So I used that with a cotton round. Sorry, Jill, it was not reusable this time. I'm just using up what I had from before. But what I found is then you look at that round and there was a bunch of makeup on it still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, again, like the claim is that it washes everything away.
Right,
and
right.
I was like, well, there's a lot of it sitting on my pad. So
right.
I don't know. I feel like
I have a question for you. When you normally use a cleansing balm that's more luxury price point, mm-hmm. do you do a second cleanse?
So typically I haven't. And so Renee was the one who got me mm-hmm. thinking about the fact of whether I wanted to. But what?
So in fairness, if you'd used a micellar cleanser with any of those balms too, you might have had makeup on your face unknowingly.
I would. But what I'm saying is that in this one compared to other balms, there's like this milky, thick texture.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more residue left on your face mm-hmm. that is really hard to get off mm-hmm. than the other balms that
okay.
I've used.
Fair.
So maybe, yeah, I just needed to maybe clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
Like way too much
okay.
to the point where I'm like, where's my towel? I didn't want to open my eyes.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And maybe that's a function of how much you use and everything. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
what I do want to say—
Bit of a learning curve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I do want to say is that Indeed Labs is a really cool brand and they have a lot of great products. I just think as a gateway product, try their Hyaluron moisturizers. They're
yes.
amazing. They're filled with hyaluronic acid. The
mm-hmm.
price point is fantastic. I know you're a big fan of the no acid pads.
Yes, they're really cool.
That
very,
don't
very
have AHAs,
mm-hmm.
that are much more gentle.
The retinol reface is great. The vitamin C24 is great. There's got a lot of good
I
things.
Quite liked the exfoliator too,
mm-hmm.
that they, I think they reformulated it just in the fall. And that's a great dupe for the cleansing exfoliating powders that we talked about last week. This is pretty much, again, to your point, the only one at drugstore
yeah.
that dupes exfoliating powders.
Yeah.
All right, let's pause to chat about an innovation from Biossance, a treasure of a brand and one of our valued show partners.
Carlene, you know, way back in 2018, one of our most popular episodes, it was episode 31, I think, it was when we dissected everything to do with squalane.
Totally. I remember you even went to that Biossance pop-up they did on a bus downtown. You were out there asking everyone if they knew WTF squalane was.
Yeah, roving reporting. It was so fun. And as a quick refresher, squalane is a mega moisturizing molecule that's great for skin's barrier health, and it weightlessly locks in moisture. So skin is softer and more plump. And Biossance's line, it's all about squalane derived from sugarcane.
So the latest innovation, let's talk about that, is the Biossance Squalane Plus 10% Lactic Acid Resurfacing Night Serum. People are loving this product. I know it's sold out on at least one retailer online. It's a vegan formula, super silky texture, and that lactic acid, it's another one of those tried and proven ingredients. It's an AHA or an alpha hydroxy acid, and it delivers a gentler but a quick, fast resurfacing, so you're going to wake up with more luminous skin.
Here for it. What I noticed even after one use is that it really refines the skin's texture. So,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't notice any redness, no irritation. It's really gentle.
Yeah. So I have sensitive skin
mm-hmm.
and that's the same thing I noticed is that I didn't get any drying or flaking
mm-hmm.
that can sometimes happen with AHA, also stinging.
Mm-hmm.
So it was gentler, but if I just woke up in the morning, even after that first use, I would say my skin looked more refined and radiant. Gotta love that.
Yeah. We have a special offer for Breaking Beauty listeners to try this damn good new overnight serum for yourselves. So head to Biossance.com to shop and use discount code BREAKINGBEAUTY20 at checkout for 20% off. And a friendly reminder that anytime you support one of our show partners, you're supporting us in creating this show.
That's right. So visit Biossance.com and enter code BREAKINGBEAUTY20 at checkout for 20% off. We'll link to it in our show notes. And now back to the podcast. So what else have you been trying?
Okay, so I got to put like my lab coat on for this one. This is the most technical product and probably the most innovative of all the formulas we are talking about today.
Ooh, consider me intrigued.
So this is the L'Oreal Paris Wonder Water Lamellar Rinse Out 8-Second Treatment. It's $10 US and $12.99 in Canada. Have you tried this?
No.
Okay. So as you can see from the top, it's basically lamellar technology. It's kind of like taking over the hair industry.
Oh,
Kérastase has an in-salon lamellar treatment. Mm-hmm. So lamellar technology, the way it works, it's formulated with ultra light molecules that are 10 times smaller than those found in traditional conditioners and masks.
Okay.
And they're activated when they come in contact with water.
Oh, so it's almost like an essence or a water for your skin where the molecules are smaller. So it penetrates. Right.
But
more?
It actually is activated by the water. Ooh, in your shower.
Okay.
So when activated upon water, these molecules form an ultra fine top coat on the surface of the hair. Mm-hmm. And so what you get is this like hyper shiny glass-like finish, not okay. unlike glass skin that you would see in Korea. This is like glass shine and manageability for your hair.
Okay. So it's a treatment.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you could use it every single time that you're in the shower, but it's
not a shampoo or conditioner.
Exactly.
It's an extra step.
Yeah. You shampoo your hair as mm-hmm. usual. You can use whatever shampoo you normally like. And then what you want to do is you put this on your hair, and it has a nozzle, not unlike the ones you would find in an at-home color kit. It's a yeah. really fine tip nozzle. Mm-hmm. The bottle itself is 200 milliliters. Mm-hmm. And what you'll notice is on the side of the bottle, it's like an apothecary style, kind of like
dark amber.
Yeah, yeah. Dark amber. And along the side, you'll see 20 milliliter increments sort of marked out, almost like a measuring
yeah,
cup.
That's smart. Yeah.
So what you want to do is, someone like me, I have medium thick hair. Mm-hmm. It says to use 20 ml. So you will be squeezing out 20 milliliters of mm-hmm. this product. Okay. So what I did was I put it on wet hair.
And did you put it in your hand and then throw it on, or you put it directly on your hair?
I put it directly on my okay. hair because of the nozzle. Mm. And it's meant to almost be like a flash contact with your hair, hence the 8 seconds.
Oh,
so
okay.
it doesn't hurt your hair to put it on for longer.
Right.
But that's how fast it works.
Okay.
It's not like a friggin' hair. I'm so lazy with hair masks.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's got 10 minutes? I'm like freezing in the shower. I don't want to wait.
Right.
I'll mm-hmm. do a hair mask at like the salon, but at home I want a treatment that's quick.
Okay.
So this goes on your hair. I put on 20 ml after I shampooed. And the first thing you notice is it warms up. Like
what?
I poured it right onto my hair and then I used my hands to sort of massage it in. Uh-huh. And it's like, I asked why that happens. And mm-hmm. they said it's an exothermic reaction.
Okay.
When the molecules come in contact with the water.
Okay. I have not heard that before. So if yeah. you leave it on too long, will your hair catch on fire?
No, it will not.
Okay.
Unless you're like around a Diptyque candle or something. But no, so it's just the 8 seconds really just indicates how quickly it works.
Right.
And so for me, I use this just to as a treatment to get that silky glass-like shine. I did not follow it up with conditioner, mm-hmm. but many people might want to follow it with conditioner.
Right.
So it's also,
if you have a lot of tangles like me.
Yeah. And it's also different application in the sense that most treatments you would do after you condition your hair. Mm-hmm. This goes in the middle.
Oh, interesting.
Between shampoo, this, the Wonder Water, and then a okay. conditioner if you want to.
So again,
to.
Like skincare, it's like you want to have that straight contact like directly with the hair
exactly.
follicle, right?
Exactly. So basically the lamels, kind of like micelles and micellar water, there mm. are lamels in lamellar technology, and they deposit actives like amino acids and proteins straight to the hair cuticle. And the genius thing is that it only delivers to the area of the hair that are damaged and need it the most.
Okay. Hmm.
So there's positive charges in the lamels, and those are attracted to the negative charges of hair damage.
Okay.
So they bind those to the hair and smooth it all out exactly where it's needed.
It's so fascinating.
Yes.
I love that it's 8 seconds because I'm lazy/busy. And so at the end of the day,
yeah.
did you have glass hair? That's what
yes.
I want to know.
So for me, mm-hmm. my hair type, I don't have really frizzy hair. I don't have curly hair. I don't have very processed hair. Mm-hmm. The result is that hair is like instantly transformed. It was way straighter, way silkier.
Right.
Without being weighed down. That's my biggest issue with conditioners. And I think people with fine hair will be really looking for a product like this.
Okay.
There's a lot of them just skip conditioner entirely, right?
Right.
They still get hair damage from brushing your hair and just
yeah.
wear and tear, you know?
So it's like a lighter weight alternative to a hair treatment that's
yes.
going to kind of smooth frizz as well.
Yeah, it smooths frizz. And like in the salon, like Kérastase offers an in-salon treatment, a lamellar treatment. So
right.
it's been something that's been in salons, and it's definitely taking off, and you're going to hear more and more about it. But this Wonder Water is really a first to market innovation.
Right.
And a couple of just like little learning curve things. I use 20 ml, 20 mm-hmm. milliliters mm-hmm. as indicated on the bottle, but it does say that people with thicker or curlier hair should use 40 milliliters or up to 60 milliliters.
Wow, that's like a third of the bottle.
Yeah. So you may not want to use it every single time. And right. I would put it on and like just test the waters a little bit to see how much you need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want to use conditioner afterwards, by all means, you can. I think if you do have really thick or curly hair, you probably will.
Right. Okay. And it won't overdo it.
No, that's right. And I just found like, yeah, my hair was very silky, very shiny. I'm going to show you the box because there are some images of before and afters on the box.
Oh, wow.
That really do indicate how well it works. But there is a learning curve to using it.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the makeup products we've been loving so far.
Yes.
I want to shout out one that I think is really fun. It is uplifting upon sight.
Mm-hmm.
It's the NYX Cosmetics Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina Eyeshadow Spellbook Makeup Palette.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. It's $35 US and $45 Canadian, and it just went on counter last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got it here. I know that you and I saw it in person, but just as a reminder, it is so beautiful. It's quite large. It's almost the size of a small notebook. Like if a piece of paper is 8.5 by 11, it's probably like 6 by 7 or something. Like it is large.
Don't ask
this
me
palette.
Math. I have no idea.
But it looks like a spell book inside. Like it's got all these little glyphs and, you know, obviously reminiscent of the show.
I think it tells you, are those glyphs inside not recommendations of the shadows to wear together for different spells? That's what they were saying. Are they the names?
Oh, I didn't put that together actually. That's smart.
Isn't that funny? So the looks, that like if you want to like cast a spell in a f-ing ex-boyfriend, where like, read out some of the names of the...
Yeah. So of course, this is all based on the Netflix show with Kieran and Shipka. And I think this is really smart because the Euphoria show popped off and like led to so many trends. So I feel like it's almost capitalizing on that. So it has 30 pans of newly formulated eyeshadows. And I think that's important to mention because so many palettes are like an amalgamation of existing shades. These are all new shades, which is really cool. One thing I will say is that if you read the tiny, tiny fine print on the back, 5 of these quote unquote eyeshadow shades are pressed powders that are not meant to be worn near eyes.
We learned about this in our ColourPop episode, right?
So I don't know where you're going to put this red pressed powder and the purple and the hot pink.
Well, they have to make that disclaimer, but let's get real. Most people are probably wearing them around the eyes.
It's so true. And then it has 3 cheek pans at the bottom as well. So that's a lot of pans of color for the money. And I'll tell you about the ones that I've been wearing. So one is called Mortuary.
Okay.
And it's a dusty mauve rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing that today right here with the one right beside it. It's called Eternal Bliss. And it's kind of like a rose, dusty rose shimmer. And on the weekend, I wore this one called Dark Carnival, which is like an iridescent kind of peacock to black color.
Right.
It's one of those shades that's like difficult to pinpoint what it is. And it looks kind of different in different light. And there's like an orange one in here that's called Devil's Work. And there's also a green called Frog Legs, which I think is really fun because green is probably really the most underrepresented makeup color in the world of beauty, let's be real. And so I think it's really great that they have one here. Like there's just a lot of out of the box shades that I really want to like get into and play with.
Right. Can I see?
Yeah.
This is a hot commodity, you guys. And it's how smart is it that Netflix is doing a makeup collaboration? Like there needs to be like a tab on Netflix to just shop merch.
Yeah. That
because
would be smart.
Like I would buy a cheer sweater from Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that documentary?
But no,
the cheerleaders?
I didn't. I'm obsessed with Sex Education now. And I would wear that t-shirt all day long. It's so good.
So there's one here that's called Money Charm. And that's the shades are Salem and Dark Carnival that you just mentioned and Limbo.
Okay.
So it's almost like, everything's just like casting a spell. It's really cool. This is going to sell out
ASAP.
So
I need to put my glasses on and actually look at those recommended combos.
And setting up your vanity. It's still a work in progress.
I know. It's so true. And so, I think that it's all very like enchanting and bewitching. And I feel like for the price, it's just a bundle of fun.
Yeah, it really
to
is.
To cheer up your February. What about you in the world of makeup? What are you loving?
So I'm going to talk about an eyeshadow palette too. This does not have like bright colors at all. It's actually a neutral eyeshadow palette. Who doesn't need one of those? Mm-hmm. I'm still always searching for great nudes. I have so many palettes, but I always dip into a new neutral palette. So this
Absolutely. There's so many different nuances.
Totally.
Like, is it going to look muddy? Chalky. Or too ashy or chalky. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
So this one is from Maybelline, New York. It's called the Nudes of New York. It's $13.99 US dollars. It's $17.99 Canadian. Mm-hmm. And there are 16 different shades in this palette. Mm-hmm. I first saw this, I believe Casey Musgraves, who I'm obsessed with, her makeup artist used it on her for an award show back in November. And you might think, oh, this is just another nude palette. But what's newsworthy and what caught my attention and Carlene's is that the first palette custom designed to flatter a wide range of skin tones.
Okay.
So you might remember a few years ago, like Maybelline created the Red for All lipstick line, and there mm-hmm. were seven shades in that. Mm-hmm. And each of those seven red lipsticks was tested on 50 different skin tones. Mm-hmm. So they've taken a page from that with mm-hmm. this particular palette. They're all gorgeous nudes. There's some shimmers, there's some mattes, there's these champagne kind of colors. There's these like dark chocolate kind of colors, golds, green golds. And they've made sure that they look good and that they show up on every skin tone.
Right. So maybe the first at mass is what
I
you mean
so.
To tackle like all skin tones in one palette.
Yeah. It's first from the brand.
Okay. Got it.
So yeah. What I think is really impressive is that a lot of times nude palettes at the drugstore, there's a lot of pigment fallout. The pigment payoff is not there. And worst of all, on a dark skin tone, they look really chalky or they can look really dull. The color, it's just like, mm-hmm. why put it on?
Yeah.
So I tried it myself. I really vouch for the quality of these shades. And then I also did some research online to see the swatches on women of color. And they do show up there and you can create a lot of beautiful looks with them.
Can I see?
Of course. So like I mentioned, there are 16 hues. And I just think in general, right now as a brand, Maybelline is killing it.
Yeah. They've had some really good launches. Yeah. I agree in the past year.
Everything I tried from them at the drugstore this time around, from their Falsies Lash Lift Mascara, you tried that too.
Yeah, it was quite good.
They have this genius new liquid eyeliner that is a hexagonal shape. The pencil itself is a hexagonal shape, so it doesn't slip and slide in your hand.
Yeah, when
it
your hands get all
still.
Greasy.
It holds still so you can actually get that liquid liner on.
Well, I want to talk, you mentioned the Lash Lift Mascara from Maybelline. I did try that one and it was quite good. Another mascara that I'm really liking right now, it's the Burt's Bees All a Flutter Volumizing Mascara. It landed in stores in January. It's $12.99 US and $13.99 Canadian. Comes in three shades, black, brown, and navy. Mm-hmm. So Burt's Bees launched their first mascara called the Nourishing Mascara back in 2017. And that one really focused on lengthening and defining. And I gave that one kudos because it was really good. It doesn't smudge at all in my experience.
Right.
And it's just like a great everyday mascara that, like I said, it's easy to wash off, yet it doesn't smudge. Like that's kind of a dream for so many women like me. Mm-hmm. It has nourishing beeswax and jojoba oil, so it's not going to be vegan, but it is meant to be good for sensitive eyes as well. So hypoallergenic, ophthalmologist tested, no parabens, phthalates, or petrolatum in the making of the product and not tested on animals. So has all those qualities going for it. This new one, obviously just going by the name, is volumizing. So that's what I had said about the original, is it's a subtle look, but I like that it just kind of did its job.
Right.
So this one's going to give you...
You're wearing it right now?
Yeah.
It looks great.
So this one's going to give you more volume. So it's basically like the Burt's Bees gods listened to what I said. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, let's make a more volumizing one. They actually have another 4-in-1 that's meant to do 4 different like curl and define and all that stuff. But I think I lost that one. So the volumizing mascara, I do recommend. Now, one thing I will say about it is... this is one of the fuggliest packages that I've seen in a while. I think this is like butt ugly.
Oh,
it's just like it's dark brown on one side mm-hmm. with like a gray pewter on the other. So it just has it, and the shape is like bizarre. It just doesn't have anything. Like, again, if you look at a typical like Maybelline, like I love the Colossal. It's like bright yellow or, you know, or just like something else that has more sophistication. However,
it's a trade-off for a purpose, right?
Yeah. So what I'm going to say is probably the reason for that is that this mascara is made from 81% post-consumer recycled content.
That's a win.
That's amazing. 81%.
Yeah.
That's really high. Like a lot of products will try to use post-consumer recycled content and it's like 21%, something like that. Like this is almost completely, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that that is a win. They, as a brand, have been carbon neutral certified since 2015, meaning they haven't sent anything to the landfill. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. And they also, in November, launched with TerraCycle. So you can download a shipping label and send your products back to be properly recycled.
Right.
And they do sort them, separate them, and make sure that they are being properly recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just want to do a quick other shout out to another Burt's Bees products that I have been using a lot and loving since I got it back in November. It just launched and it's the Burt's Bees Defining Eyeliner.
Okay.
The shade that I like, I really like, is called Gilded Sage. It's again, $12.99. Super inexpensive. It's a gorgeous bronzy green. So again, going back to that color, I feel like people are talking about that right now. It's like, how often do you see just this really lovely kind of green bronzy shade?
Swatch that you just did?
This is not the right one.
Oh,
I brought the wrong shade. I'm sorry.
I thought it was like a foresty one.
It is. It's kind of like a bronzy green. And I do think green is one of those things where you have to get the right shade to make it look good on your eyes. And that's just one that's really, like I was talking about to the makeup artist at an event, and it's very versatile mm-hmm. on a variety of skin tones and eye colors. And it's just something a little different. And I have found myself using it as my last step in almost any eyeshadow kind of configuration I've been using to go out at night, and it just like completes the look.
Yeah.
And it's so much softer than a black.
Right.
But like a little bit more sophisticated than a brown.
Yeah.
So yeah, sure. I've been using it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting to me that the products you talked about, like at least half are basically like really moving the needle on the eco front, you know?
For sure.
And I just think it tells you about where we are in the industry right now and where we're going to continue to grow and see more of that happening at the drugstore.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think mm-hmm. that's what we're starting to see is this inspiration from indie brands that's starting to, you know, finally these big conglomerates that take so long to make a move are starting to make moves. And that's really exciting going into a new decade.
Yeah. And there's going to be more launches to come. This is what we got our hands on and had time to test for right now. But we will obviously, every single month, we try to bring you these damn good episodes. So let us know if there's something else you've seen on the drugstore shelves that you want us to test, any topics that you want us to do really deep dives on for product reviews.
We will test it all.
Yeah. So thank you guys. Once again, everything we mentioned today is on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Join us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast or join our Facebook chat room where we have a lot of fun conversations. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeautypodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like